Hey, before we even start, I want to call you out and let you know, marketing with Onyx. Yes, you want to market with me? I'm going to be doing some really killer sessions. Here's the deal. I'm starting off in mid-Jan. I'm starting off weekly training with my team. Every Friday, we're going to sit down for 2 hours. I'm going to teach next level ninja crazy awesome stuff to show them how to do marketing at the level that I do. We're going to talk about Facebook ads. We're going to talk about copywriting. We're going to talk about conversion and funnels, and we're going to plan out. You get to be behind the scenes and listen to us plan our campaigns. No censorship, everything out there in the open, and we're going to allow you access to 15 of these sessions, 15 weeks of Marketing with Onyx. You got to go to marketingwithonyx.com, or I don't know, just go type in Marketing with Onyx, or go to Learn Nation and type in Marketing with Onyx. That's all I'm going to do. That is the self-sponsorship for the day. Now let's move on to the topic of the day. Are evergreen webinars dying?
This is The Fighting Entrepreneur, the podcast dedicated to entrepreneurs looking to change the world. Learn how to start, build, and scale a business in today's highly competitive business environment. Here's your host, The Fighting Entrepreneur, Onyx Singhal.
What is up, fighters? All right, I hope you're having a killer day. I hope you're taking the fight. I hope you're still fighting the good fight. All right, anyways, let's get to the point. Is the evergreen webinar dead? Is it? Are webinars dying? Oh my God. There would be an absolute meltdown and a panic would spread across the internet. Let me tell you, I got good news and I got bad news. What if my answer to this question, is the evergreen webinar dead, was yes and no? All right, why? Let me tell you something. Trying to trick consumers into believing something is live when it is not is dying. It's close to dead. Can you imagine? It actually makes sense. Like, people aren't stupid, okay? Let's face it. People are not stupid. And if they are stupid, they're probably not good customers. So why do we even do this to begin with? Like, I look back to myself. I'm like, damn, Onyx, why am I trying to trick people? Right? So is it completely dead? No, it still works. There's tons of people still doing it. I just want to challenge everybody listening right now and offer you a different way, a better way that's still working really well in our initial testing. And I don't care. That's what Learn's going to do. So I got this whole term that I coined that I walk around here at Learn telling everybody. I say, from selling to serving. Let's stop trying to sell people. Because you know why? One of the things I teach the most in copywriting and in human behavior, psychology, buyer psychology, one of the things that I teach the most is that people are actually kind of smart, and that when you give people the appropriate information, they will choose to buy your product. I think there was a point in time in which selling became more about manipulating than it did about, well, selling. So people ask me how I'm so good at sales, and I say I'm so good at sales because I'm actually genuine. Probably the most ingenuine thing I've ever done is run evergreen webinar funnels, because you're telling someone, hey, meet me live on Tuesday at 3 p.m. or 5 p.m. or 7 p.m. or Wednesday at 12 p.m., 3 p.m., 5 p.m., 7 p.m. It's like, I mean, just when registering, someone's like, really? And so that's why when I'm actually on live webinars, I hear it all the time. People say, is this really live? All the time. I have to be like, yes, Kenny, it's live. Because we actually have made everybody skeptical. So is there a better way? Initial data at Learn is saying yes. We are now coining the term. And so let me put this out there. Again, I started this term. I don't know why. I'm very onerous over it. I'm very proud of it. I call it the on-demand webinar. All right. I don't know. By the way, I didn't invent that. Obviously, I think the last time I heard Comcast, first time I heard was Comcast created the term on-demand. So on-demand. Look, it makes sense. Can we do a quick psychological analysis of human behavior? Where's television gone? When's the last time you were watching TV at night flipping channels and watched an infomercial? They don't exist, right? Why? We got Netflix. We got on-demand with Fios. We got on-demand with Comcast. We've got Hulu. We've got YouTube. We've got torrent files, as much as I don't want to admit it, but a lot of people download. So what do we have? We have content on demand. We watch when we want. Yet you got marketers here shoving different time frames down people's throats when people are innately saying they don't want that anymore. They want to be able to choose their time. And you know what? If they don't watch it, if they don't show up, and if they don't watch the whole video, then fine. But what about the ones that do? See, what people don't realize is your overall absorption of video, first of all, we're seeing actually is going up. So counter to most belief, people like to do the webinar where they jam you in at a certain time because they believe more people will actually watch a quote-unquote live scenario. And I used to believe that too until we started just kind of giving people access, and we're discovering that's not true. That actually we're finding a higher rate of consumption when we're giving people the video. And yeah, sure, we don't like to let people forward the video. We want to control the environment, but that's fine, right? Like a lot of times you go to the theater or watch a movie and they don't let you forward the movie. So we're still okay with that innately at a deep psychological level. We get it. So, but I'm actually seeing that most people are consuming. But think about this. You know, even if you had a drop in consumption, think about the person who chose to consume whole way through. Guys, if you just think about the psychology, your conversions will go up. In the end, what do we care about, right? We don't care. We care about, marketers, they care about dollars, right? How many were transacted? What are the conversions? What is the dollar per lead? And so as long as that goes up or doesn't change, wouldn't we be in a better scenario by serving our customers better? So the challenge that I want to introduce to you today in this episode here is a new way. What we're doing here at Learn is that when you register for something, we on the other side give you instant access to the video feed. We start a countdown timer and we say, here you go. And we let you know, look, the thing is 2 hours long. It's 90 minutes, 2 hours, 2.5 hours. But the person can actually stop, can pause, walk away, come back the next day, watch again. And then when we send emails, we send them and we call it a on-demand workshop. That's what we've been calling it, on-demand workshop. Unfortunately, I believe marketers have kind of ruined the word webinar. I think that word is kind of starting to die out now. Everyone's been there, done that, seen it, especially in the entrepreneur, internet marketing, personal development space. Okay, it's just been way overdone. So we're kind of moving towards this workshop. Now, there is a difference, right? When we do workshops, hey, we got to teach more. Like, I don't just go out and start pitching and doing income proofs and hypes and nonsense. We teach. We give examples. We show. That's for a different day. So by doing this on-demand setup, we are still doing a webinar. So I take a webinar that I did live, right? I don't do it like a video. I do it like it's a webinar. I still present it like it's a webinar because I take my recording from a live webinar, but I don't tell them that this is going on right now. I just don't say anything. That way the consumer is free to understand, oh, I get it. Like it's an on-demand training. It's on demand. I'm watching it on my time. He's not lying to me. And I get it. He's put a video feed from when he did it live. I get that. No problem. But at least you didn't come out the gate lying. So our funnels now, you want to test me? Go ahead, check it out. Check out any of my funnels on Facebook. Okay? We are either promoting a webinar that actually is happening live, or we're promoting what we call a on-demand webinar, on-demand workshop, which means watch it at your own time and your own control. Early data is showing that it is far out converting the complicated evergreen webinar setup. Now, is the evergreen webinar dead? No. Is it dying? Oh, heck yes. I want to challenge you to get out in front of it. I want to challenge you to take a from selling to serving model. Right now, I'll tell you this. We had a funnel that we were running that stopped working about 6-7 months ago on Facebook. We had done millions of dollars through it, and all of a sudden it just stopped working. So we decided that we took it off, right? And everyone's like, oh my God, RIP, rest in peace, it's done. Ah, panic. And we need another thing. I'm sitting there like, no, this product, this offer still got a lot of legs. I know it does. Like, it's not dead. But we went and we revamped the entire funnel. Okay, so if you haven't listened to the podcast yet, where I go over my 7 funnels, you need to. It's right here in the Fighting Entrepreneur. I reveal our playbook at Learn, that the $200 million playbook. I reveal exactly the funnels that my 6 companies use to generate up to $30 million a year. And the one I want you to focus on that really relates back to this is our bootcamp funnel. It's funnel number 4. Where what we are now doing is promoting, we built a brand new funnel where we're giving people instant gratification. So that means we are promoting a free course that people can dive right into. But as soon as you register for this free course, which is usually about 45 minutes to an hour and a half of content, broken up into 5 to 7 videos. But as soon as you register on the thank you page, we say, hey, how would you like to join me for an on-demand training where I'll walk you through this entire thing? We'll do live examples, case studies, it's about an hour and a half to 2 hours, but hey, you don't have to worry about the course. On-demand training. And so right then and there, they click another button, they register for the on-demand training, and it starts right there. Well, let me tell you something. The funnel that was dying 6 months ago that had to be abandoned has now suddenly turned profitable. Forget breaking even. We're actually profiting on the front end, which is pretty sick. It's pretty awesome. And what we did, we gave everybody demand. We gave everybody on demand. We gave them control. Look at Learn Nation. We got course after course after course. No reason to manipulate our students into buying. Let's just put it all out there and trust that you are intelligent enough to know what it is that you want when you want it. So listen, I want to challenge your notion of manipulative marketing today and ask you to deploy from selling to serving. We're doing it here at Learn. It's crushing. It's working well. I sleep better at night. I make more money. My conversions are up. And let me tell you, and be the first on the record to say, Ever Webinar is dying. Evergreen webinars are dying. Go with on demand. All right? I probably pissed off a lot of people by saying that. But I'm on the record with what really works, and that's what the Fighting Entrepreneur is about, what really actually works, all right? Go out, kick some butt. If you haven't listened yet, I got to tell you, you got to go listen to my Seven Funnels podcast episode. I literally give it all away. I give away every funnel I'm doing. I walk you right through it. Killer stuff. Get into Learn Nation. Get into a course, free, paid, I don't care. Take action. Move forward. This is Anik Singhal reminding you when life pushes you, stand straight, smile, and man, just push it the heck back. I'll talk to you guys in the next one. See ya. Hey, wait. Before I forget, Marketing with Anik, 15 weeks of training and coaching with yours truly at a stupid, crazy price. Literally. I mean, less than you spend at a freaking Chipotle meal per week to learn as I teach my team. If you want to see what I teach my team when it comes to marketing, copywriting, Facebook ads, traffic, funnels, conversion, how we're building the business, launch planning, hook choices, autoresponders, emails, everything. I'm literally going to be teaching my team every Friday for 2 hours, every Friday, starting in January. You want to join in on those sessions live? Go to marketingwithonik.com or go to Learn Nation and type in Marketing with Onik. Find that program. Invest in it. If it's not out yet, watch for it. It's going to be freaking killer. All right? Come on, fighters. I hope to see you inside Marketing with Onik. We're going to have a big, big, big blast. A lot of fun in there. All right, fighters. With that said, have a great evening. Have a great morning. Have a great afternoon. Be safe. Jog safe. Sit safe. And drive safe as you listen to this. Talk to you later.
Thanks for listening to The Fighting Entrepreneur with your host, Anik Singhal.